This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories of future organizations in our listening area that are working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. Today we focus on the Children's Shelter in Walnut Ridge. Established in 2006, the Children's Shelter was formed by a group of concerned citizens who saw a need for a safe place for displaced children. The children who stay at the shelter are usually victims of family violence, neglect, abandonment, and physical or sexual abuse. President of Children's Shelter Judy Turnbull says the idea for starting a shelter came to her while she was working as a court-appointed special advocate. Her job was to represent displaced children in court.
These children have already been taken out of their home. They've been taken away from their parents. And now the court is moving them somewhere where it's out of their community. It's away from their school, their neighbors, their friends. And many times, if it's a sibling group, they are taken away from each other. And that's the final insult for these children, is to be taken away from brothers and sisters. Our foster homes are really great, but many of them are specialized. In other words, they only want girls, or they only want boys, or they only want the babies, or they only want teenagers. Sibling groups are different ages, and a lot of times they do not have the room, or they do not have the special needs for all of these children. That's when my dream started, to have a place where the siblings could be together.
In 2006, the dream turned into a reality as a children's shelter was formed. Money was raised and a building was purchased to house the children who stay there. The children's shelter is located on Benson Drive in a building that was previously a residential care facility. The shelter has three wings, one for boys, one for girls, and one for toddlers. The shelter has a large gathering room that has a television, VCR, DVD player, and a wall filled with movies. There's a room that has donated clothes for the children and supplies for the shelter. The bedrooms are bright in color and individual beds for the children. One playroom near the kitchen is filled with toys and posters on the wall. This is where all the children were laughing and playing when I arrived at the children's shelter. A large kitchen and pantry is there at the shelter to feed everyone. And the food comes from the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas, where food is purchased for a specific price per pound. There are separate social rooms for boys and girls that have TVs in each room, as well as games and other activities. The shelter can house up to 12 children at a time, and has 8 full-time workers and 4 part-time workers, providing supervision 24 hours a day. Turnbull says the goal of the house is to give children something they don't have away from the home, stability.
They're really concerned about stability because they've never had it before. Many of them have never had stability. They've never eaten 3 meals a day, or showered every night, or brushed their teeth 2 or 3 times a day. They haven't had that, so they don't understand, you know, why? Why do I have to do this? And we're just trying to get them into a mode that this is what we do, and your body needs to be clean. You need to eat healthy, and you'll always eat healthy here. You'll always get food. We've had children to steal food out of the kitchen before they learned that they would be able to have regular meals every day.
Children's Shelter provides temporary care for up to 45 days. In some cases, courts may allow children to stay as long as 90 days. The Children's Shelter houses children ages 5 to 12, and they can also take older siblings. According to Executive Director Tanya Miles, there is a common mistaken belief the shelter only houses children in Lawrence County or the immediate area. Since opening their doors, the Children's Shelter has served over 460 children from across the state of Arkansas. With the Children's Shelter being used continually, Miles tells what the biggest need is right now.
Our biggest need is monetary donations. We receive $25 a day per child from the government for boarding fee. but it takes about $20,000 a month to run the children's shelter for our salaries, for all of our expenses, energy, utilities, all of that. But we only get about $8,000 a month. So we have to come up with approximately $11,000, $12,000 a month out of our own pockets, such as by fundraising or monetary donations. So it is a constant struggle to keep us open here.
Miles says several churches and individuals make monthly donations to the children's shelter to help supplement the funding shortfall the state does not cover. Volunteers also help bring supplies to the shelter. Think about what it takes to support your children. Now think about what it takes to take care of 12 children. Food, clothing, transportation to school and doctor's appointments, and even fun activities for the children, all provided through donations. Miles tells what would happen if the children's shelter had to shut its doors.
There is always a constant need in foster homes, and we are always having a shortage in foster homes. All I could say, if our doors were shut, there would be children needing homes. Honestly, I don't know where they go. I do not know. I don't know if they'd be sitting in offices waiting for foster homes to be opened, or sitting in the sheriff's department waiting till workers could come to try to find them a foster home.
As mentioned, there is a need for foster homes in Arkansas. An estimated 3,500 children are in the state's foster care system at any time, and there are only about 1,000 foster homes available for the children. One-time volunteer Kathy Wells is now on staff at the children's shelter. Wells says one challenge foster parents and shelter volunteers experience is trying to meet the children's emotional needs.
Being a foster parent can be very difficult. The children come from some pretty rough backgrounds. You never know what to expect. You have to be prepared for anything. It's kind of scary. I mean, I had one scary experience where I woke up in the middle of the night with a little girl standing over me. I didn't know much about her background, but I mean, you have to be able to understand the kids. You have to try to find out as much as you can and try to help them out.
According to Wells, the children's shelter tries to meet those emotional needs by providing a stable and caring environment. Wells says the children at the shelter become a family while they're there.
We are not an institute. We are a home. We try to make these children happy. We let them know we love them. We tuck them in bed at night. We sing to them. We read them stories. We are not a facility. This is not a cold place. This is a warm place, and we love our kids.
President Judy Turnbull says the workers at Children's Shelter care for the kids and can become attached to the children. Because it is a temporary home, Turnbull says the hard part is seeing the children leave the shelter.
That's the hardest part. When we have these kids for 90 days, of course we get attached to them. Of course they get attached to us. But we are there to love these kids, nurture them, and keep them as close to normal as possible. We let them know when they come in that they're staying with us temporarily until they can go back home. And sometimes they understand that, sometimes they don't. It's hard for a child when he's been taken away from his family. It's just hard for them to understand that.
More information on the Children's Shelter in Walnut Ridge can be found at thechildrenshelter.org or by calling 870-866-5191. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which focuses on organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.